Little Ash explained the situation to the angel in Aramaic as Yossel led them away from the train station. Unlike angels, demons are quite gifted with languages. Although Little Ash, for reasons known only to himself, had adopted a Yiddish accent in all languages around the time of the false Messiah in the reign of Tsar Alexis Mikhailovich. The angel used a certain vague sense of superiority to excuse itself its failure to communicate with humans. What did anyone need to speak of, it sometimes thought, that could not be said in holy words? Nevertheless, it also considered itself too generous to be annoyed by Little Ash's accent or by the demon's insistence on speaking in modern jargon while in public. It now realized that not speaking in modern jargon might be a problem if it wished to speak to modern people, to find Essie and bring her home to her worried family, which is what it thought they had come to do, having half forgotten that she was meant to be on the other side of an ocean. "So he is helping us," it said now, "because he is a good Jew." "He certainly is," said Little Ash. "He is helping us find the man who sold Essie her papers for America."
"I don't understand all this paper," said the angel.
Angels are easily distracted, and it was feeling thoughtful as it squinted at the advertisements and playbills that were pasted to the walls of the nearby buildings. The angel could remember a time when one hardly ever saw paper. As far as it could remember, that had been practically yesterday. It could not read any alphabet other than the Hebrew one, and was particularly fascinated with the advertisements in Gentile writing. Had it not known that if it lost sight of Little Ash, it might forget its purpose in coming to Warsaw, it might have stopped to puzzle over the illustrations. Little Ash was not particularly interested in angelic ruminations. Keeping half an eye on the angel, just in case it should wander off, he took a couple of quick steps to catch up with Yossel. "You said we can do better than Reb Fischel? Do you get a lot of business for America these days?" he asked. "Oh, America, Canada, Cuba," said Yossel, waving a hand with a worldly air. "I know all the Americas." "Is it true what they say, that all the young people forget the commandments in America?" Little Ash's eyes were shining. The angel, had it been paying the least bit of attention, might have chided him for sounding so hopeful. Yossel, who was himself, by most definitions, a young person, and who had forgotten any number of commandments, glanced back at the angel. It seemed to him that the quieter of his two new clients might be the sort of person who disapproved of forgetting commandments. Should he say no?
"Don't worry," said Little Ash. "My friend speaks only the holy language. You can be honest."
"Only?" Yossel was impressed, despite himself. "Now that's what they call a pious Jew." "They say in America they have dance halls on every corner," said Little Ash. Although he considered himself something of a radical, he liked to read the Orthodox papers because he found they detailed a great deal more misbehavior than the others. Socialists and so forth seemed to find more good in the hearts of humankind than did the pious writers, and so it was to the conservatives that Little Ash turned when he wanted to feel a dose of optimism. Yossel would have liked to tell tall tales, but with the specter of his rival Reb Fischel hanging over him, he felt compelled to deliver a measure of honesty. "In Warsaw, too, they have dance halls," he said, a little reluctantly. The demon looked down at his feet, which were, as usual, feeling a bit sore from walking on the earth. Perhaps if the streets of America were paved with gold, as the wilder storytellers like to claim, he wouldn't have such trouble. But he had a suspicion that those stories were entirely invented.